Hey, this is Megan from Swish and Flick. I wanted to tell you all about Book of the Month. I love the curated list of books that is available every month. It makes it so easy to find something for you. Book of the Month focuses on new and upcoming authors. It's really helped me to venture beyond my regular genres. I am so excited at the start of every month to see what Book of the Month has picked. And what's better than getting a cute blue box in the mail with a book in it? I was so excited to see this month The Paradise Problem by Christina Loren was a pick. You guys know how much I love their writing. I've already started it, and it's everything you could expect from a Christina Loren novel. Book of the Month is offering a great intro offer for the month of May. You get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, P-E-T-A-L-S, and shipping is always free. Head on over to bookofthemonth.com and use code PETALS.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ickle-firsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life. But when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to the Scamander Stories. I'm Sarah.
I'm Tiffany.
And we are joined by our good friend and Hufflepuff star.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kirk 2006.
Also never heard of him.
I can't win. I'm not going to be able to win today. This is not. Is that Florence? Is that what that I'm hearing?
That's Florence. Yeah.
That was Florence.
I don't know. She doesn't know who's in and out sometimes.
Okay.
You never know.
Florence just does her own thing.
She's a wild card.
But Florence loves Newt Scamander.
Oh, Scamander.
Now, he was a Hufflepuff, right?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. See? Good.
Right. I wonder when he died. Do we know that? Is Newt Scamander still alive now?
TBD, my friend. We'll Google it. All right. So let's tell... Who are you? What are you doing here?
Yeah, just, you know, I'm just a big fan.
Is this the first time you've been on any of our episodes? I think it is.
Is it? No, I was in the one. Well, I was in a...
No, I think it is. Oh, well, you were in the one where we were in Florida.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You guys
so
also...
You were on another... Was that a feeling swap?
Hold on, guys. Since it's near and dear to me, can I just tell you when I was in the episodes? Because I know and I listen to them all on repeat.
Okay. He listens to them more than I do.
I believe I was in episode 3, okay? When I was... I'm serious. Thank you. Thank you.
What was episode 3?
I was at your house, and you guys, like, handed the mic over. It was when you let Matt talk for God knows how long.
Oh, gosh.
No, I love this podcast, and so it is
a huge
honor to be here.
You are in the lair. How does it feel to be in the lair, sitting in that puff chair?
The puff chair, and I've got the puff, microphone. And
here's my question. The last time you sat down here, you weren't in the puff chair.
You weren't in the puff chair.
Now, which chair is more comfortable? Answer wisely.
Same stinking chair.
No, it's not.
I will say I like the angle that you sit at, but...
Because you get to see my face.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but
That's
I mean...
That's why Sarah sits there, honest to God.
I've always said we
wanted to look at each other.
Because we're two best friends.
But no, it's like, this is like, I always call it like Excalibur. This is like the mic to hold, you know, this is like,
I gotta disagree. This thing is a sort of Gryffindor.
Well, okay.
I mean,
okay.
I've got a crown, so I'd rather have that than anything else.
You
so
stinking princess.
Yeah.
Hufflepuffs just don't get enough love.
I will say that you gave the most Hufflepuff answer to my question because you didn't answer it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wait, what was your question?
Perfect.
Which chair is more comfortable?
Oh, you better answer.
I think they're both comfortable. and I would give you my chair if you need it.
So Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
So Hufflepuff.
Just so you know. Thanks for the blanket, by the way. It's pretty cold down here.
You're cold?
Yeah, but it feels good.
Well, this baby's heating me up.
You also have a sweatshirt on.
Tis true. So does he, though.
Yeah, and yeah. I still have a blanket on. So.
I have socks on.
So judge me.
And I have Marty's something or other on. Because, you know, it's cold, and I don't know how to wear a jacket in Cleveland when it's 30 degrees out. I just drive around with my windows down.
Let's go back to you asking if he's still alive. I have on Pottermore birthday in 1897. No death year. So I'm going to say he's still studying some
nice.
Annie Mals.
Could be. Because they live a long time.
Heck yeah. Why not?
But tell me again what his birth year was.
1897.
Because Dumbledore was born in 1881. So he's like, what, 16 years older than him?
You do that math, baby.
I think that's the correct math.
Wait, Dumbledore is 16 years older than...
No.
What were you saying then?
Younger, right?
Dumbledore's older than Newt Scamander.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying
maybe in younger. Only 6 years. No.
What 16? Is math?
16. Because 1881, correct, and you said 1897?
I did say 1897.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just thinking, like, teacher-wise, like...
We don't have three calculators here.
You know what? Calculators are for chumps. Do you know what kind of math I do when I'm in class? Paper and pen. I've literally done math tests where I've forgotten my calculator, and you know you're not allowed to use your phones and stuff.
So right,
I'm like, well, I'm just doing long division.
Doing some long division. All right, so pretty much what we're going to do today is talk about... The Fantastic Beasts 2, The Crimes of Grindelwald trailer. And I know that Sarah and I have discussed it with Megan and Katie before, but we are going to kind of go a different route on this Felix file. And we're going to get some thoughts from Ezra.
Yeah, that's kind of scary because, you know, I've only seen the trailer like 3 times and I'm not...
I haven't seen it that many times. Maybe 3.
Really?
But I've like...
Well, you guys are more versed in Fantastic Beast and...
Can I just...
You know.
There's so many threes going around.
Oh my God. You are such a professional.
It's just making... I gotta
see, guys,
do it.
I have to tell people who are listening, like, to do that in the moment in a podcast and catch the threes and the colors, I don't know how you do it. It's amazing. You know.
Usually she pauses
it's
when
golden.
She does it.
Can I say that it's golden?
Well, I put it in my notes.
I said it's golden. Sorry, I was setting myself up.
I got to put it in my notes because honestly, like, Joe just puts, she weaves everything just through. And I'm like, you know what? I star it.
I'm really excited for it to come out in book form. I mean, it's not a book, it's a screenplay, but.
Yeah, but let's just think about how great a novelization of these would be.
Yeah.
Mm. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, no joke.
Honestly, these read, and we can do whatever we want on a Felix file. So if we get off tangent.
Okay.
Y'all love it because you're patrons, right? So the way that she writes her screenplays for Fantastic Beasts reads much like a novel does, so differently than Cursed Child.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she didn't write that.
Right.
And they've even said, and remember...
That's what I'm saying, though. When, like she paints, she can't help herself but paint pictures for you.
When Eddie Redmayne was on Live with Jimmy Fallon, I believe it was. He was like, I've never seen a script as detailed as this. He's like, everything down to like, everything's just so detailed.
Yeah.
And because he was talking about how, like, in the part where he's like, and Newt does like a mating dance, and he's like, and they wanted me to do a mating dance.
God,
and he like showed,
so
he showed on Jimmy Fallon's show, like, him actually, he gets up and he does the dance.
Yep.
But then, I mean, that's so Joe, good. You know?
She can't help. I'm just saying. She can't. It's in her blood. It flows from her pen.
When
fingers,
it comes out.
Typing, whatevs.
It's just, I was actually, when I was at Target today, almost bought the paperback version of Cursed Child, and I haven't even finished reading the hard copy of it. But I didn't spend my money. Although I did buy another version. Not version, but I bought a different Sorcerer's Stone. So now I have 5, I think.
Because seriously? Who doesn't need five?
Well, because I'm
slightly... Is 5 a magical number? Is 5 a good number or not? Okay, I didn't know.
So I have 2 copies that are Ravenclaw. I have the hard copy of the Ravenclaw book. I have the paperback version of the Ravenclaw Sorcerer's Stone. Well, Philosopher's Stone. I believe they both are the Philosopher's Stone.
Oh, aren't you?
Then I have the copy of the Sorcerer's Stone that I bought for $1 at Half Price Books, which is the one that like I wrote my notes in for this past, like the first... season of our podcast.
You never know how much money that's going to be worth someday with Sarah's writing in it.
I would never throw any of these books out. And then I had bought, slowly I was buying all the paperback versions of the books. This is like before we even started this podcast. Mm-hmm. And I got all of the same ones, like of the spines were all the same, mm-hmm. except for Prisoner of Azkaban, because I was buying like the cheapest one on Amazon. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so I didn't like that one was different than all the other ones. So I had to buy the one that matched the spine. And so now I have all of them match the spine. And then I'm going to go back and buy the one book set that has the castle on the spine. And that's a book. I won't open those. Like, I'll just have them sitting on my bookshelf looking pretty.
Listen to this woman talk about this. And she had the audacity to just say that she's not sure if she's a 100% Ravenclaw. Well,
yeah,
but you are, A. And B, happy Ravenclaw Day, guys.
Yeah, it's
happy
the best
Ravenclaw
day.
Day.
And you know what it also is? It's Aries season. The best season, man.
We're getting feisty and stubborn in here.
A little fiery.
Woo. We're Aries. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that.
That's
but
why we're basically the same person.
Yeah, I get it.
What did I say last night about Capricorns? I said something about Voldemort because he's a Capricorn. I go, says something about, like, Ezra's a Capricorn, Marty's a Capricorn, my father's a Capricorn. What does it say about y'all? Y'all like Voldemort.
Mm. He's a Capricorn. What do you have to say about that?
Wait a second. Are you sure that I am? I don't even really know.
I'm positive because my brother's a Capricorn.
When's his birthday?
Your birthday.
Same as Martin's.
Are you sure? Okay.
I didn't know my husband's birthday, yes.
Okay. The 22nd?
Because
we're right on the border there of being one or the other.
You're a Capricorn. You're
so I've
all
never
Capricorns.
Known. I've never really known.
I don't know. All I know is I'm an Aries.
I don't want to be like Voldemort. I don't want to be. Well, I don't want to be like.
Then be born another
He's
day.
Gonna cry.
I don't know what to tell you.
He's going
to
cry all the way back to.
I know.
Oh, no.
I don't want to be Voldemort.
He just wrecked his life.
God dang
You'll
it.
All over. I'm like a freak about birthdays. I don't know what it is about me. Maybe because when I was growing up, I was obsessed with my birthday. I no longer am, but I'm obsessed like knowing other people's birthdays. I'm related to someone born in every single month, and I could name them all. That's how big my family
is.
Yeah,
I don't know birthdays.
And I'm like, my cousins are like, I don't know. I'm like, I can tell you right now. I can name everybody. Not all of my relatives. But.
Y'all are lucky that Facebook reminds me because
that's right.
It wouldn't be happening.
Freak about him.
Yep. So
going back to our original story.
Yeah, you know, it's a Felix Bow. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Initial thoughts on the trailer.
My initial thoughts?
Yeah.
It looks awesome. It looks awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
It's cool to be back at Hogwarts and to see some of that.
Feel at home.
Yep, I do. And it was just I don't know, Dumbledore just
is hot, right?
It's hot and
that beard man.
It's that butt on that desk. I can't get over that
his
shot.
His voice, his too. You know,
right?
Like Jude Law's voice
heart.
Is, it's something. So, I don't know. And I don't know much about these, you know, Newt and his brother and these different characters that you guys are.
We don't know too much about it either because we only
okay.
have.
See, I don't know what's in book form, really.
Well, there's we nothing. Only have, like, whatever. We learned from the first movie and kind of things like from Pottermore. But I've been reading, a lot of people don't even trust, like, what Pottermore says. But, like, I think everything that comes out of Pottermore is canon.
What just happened with Pottermore? Didn't something happen?
Well, I was trying
to
look it up.
Did they fire a lot of writers?
I think that was, like, over a year ago. Oh, wow. I don't know. But,
well,
like,
we're up on the news.
A lot of people don't like it. And I was shocked by that. Because since it's J.K. Rowling, say, like, and I know she doesn't write everything, but I thought
it says
regardless.
I know they have writers, but it says Wizarding World, which is her thing, right? That's her. Yeah. It doesn't say J.K. whatever. I don't know why they got rid of that, by the way. She better not be selling to anybody. And like you, anything that's on this page to me is canon.
Well, and as much as, because we can even talk about the Cursed Child, like as much as. And I know I'm the one that I haven't read it. I know what happens because I read spoilers online and all of that.
It's
regardless
canon.
Of all of those things, it's canon.
It's canon.
Because she said it says it is. And realistically, as much as we agree or disagree,
she wrote it.
Whatever she
it's hers.
Yes.
She approved
whatever
it.
Whatever she says is canon. So if she gives the okay on Pottermore, to me it's canon.
And believe us guys. We don't like that as much as you don't like that.
We're going to talk about it on another episode of the
We podcast. Said that. We've said that for, what, months
I know, but
now? But I honestly, I can't even put it in my head right now.
I think we're going to talk about it after we see it.
Yeah.
So I got a question. So
give it to us
on Pottermore. So then I've just gone on there to do like the sorting and stuff like that and read a couple articles and stuff. But do they update this? So they have people who actively write more stuff and expand the universe.
They're always coming out with new articles. Definitely. Wow. Yeah.
Jeez.
Like they just, cause it's International Women's Month this month. They have, something about like why women are like so great with Quidditch or something. I believe the witches who shaped Quidditch.
Mm. Wow.
Is, their like main article.
That's really cool.
We do get more, I haven't seen this before, backstory on Grindelwald, the story so far. Have you guys seen any of this?
Is this on Pottermore?
Yeah.
I haven't looked too much into it.
You want to dive a little into that?
Yeah.
Hold on. Before we do, I just want to know, like, what do you remember from the first movie and all of that?
Let's get where what you're thinking, where you think this is going.
Okay.
What you think you might see, or if you just have no clue, that's also okay.
Can I tell you what I want to see? Because when I read the series, when I read the books, and I read about this battle, right? Mm. I just imagine, like, for days. Like, just, I imagine them just dueling it out for days. And there's just this magical battle taking place. It's just draining them. Wouldn't that be, like, I know that's not exactly what, like, it happens or whatever. But, like, when I first heard about it and it was hinted at, I just was like, God, that's awesome. There's this
It must have been epic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you hear about that, because that's, like, one of the things that Dumbledore is most famous for.
Yeah.
Right.
Think about all the scholarly things that he did. Yeah. But this is what he's most famous for.
But think about it for a second. Is he at Hogwarts when he's called to like go face down?
He has to be.
You don't know.
Well, I mean, not that he is at Hogwarts, but he has to be a teacher
working there.
He's teaching there now, and it happens however many years in the future from this. You know what I mean?
But we don't know if it's in like the summer or something. Say
no, I know, but he's still a teacher. A teacher in the summer.
I was asking that. Yeah, so he's still a teacher there. But like when the call comes,
it's like, hey. We can't do any more.
Ring a ding ding.
We need you.
I mean, because clearly from this trailer, it's like he is actively working against him in these subtle ways.
I can't
face him necessarily. Maybe he's building towards something or
can't or won't, Ezra.
Ever won't. Yeah, I don't know. That's like that's the thing.
Physically
it's,
can't.
It's like he's burdened down. Mm-hmm. Right. It's like he doesn't want to. It's just his friend.
Do you think there's a vow in there at all?
I don't.
An unbreakable vow.
Unbreakable one.
Shut your mouth.
Yep.
No way. That would be unreal.
It's a theory that our Ravenclaw is working on right now.
Are you kidding me?
I was watching.
Awesome.
What you literally said where you're like, can't or won't. Like, which is it?
That's what I said in our episode, and she lost her
mind. My mind was like, are you kidding me?
People need to hear about this, guys.
See, I said, I think I said can't or won't, but I wasn't thinking what she was thinking.
Yep. And then I always think of
when and then she went nuts.
When Ron was like, she's like, well, you can't break an unbreakable vow. And here's a guy, I worked that much out for myself. Thank you.
right. Dang.
But that's something that she's working on.
But it just depends on what it is exactly. You know, like what would, you're going to have to work on that. Like what was actually said and how do you work around.
We're working on free.
Have a little, I have myself a little Google Doc.
Well, we're doing it. Don't you worry about it. And that's going to be another
because you almost wonder if it's it. Can I expound on that a little bit? Is it okay? Because, like, think about this. What if he did make a vow, and then he needs Newt to sort of somehow get him to break, not break the vow, but, like,
if he breaks, so he dies.
Yeah, but do something that would, make it null and void or something.
Do we want to just get into it a little bit? I know we kind of want to talk about it with Mike and Katie. We can also talk about it with them, but what... We were working on it last night, and I was thinking...
You don't have to spoil all of it. I mean, it's
I love to see the face that you blown. Made.
But literally I was thinking, like, because from kind of what we know, and kind of what we are assuming about the situation is, because J.K. Rowling said that Dumbledore is gay, were they in a romantic relationship? So we're at the point when they were both willing to do all these things for the greater good and to become more powerful pre his sister dying and pre all of this stuff. Did they make an unbreakable vow being like, if we ever part ways, if we ever go or, you know, do our separate things, I'm not going to outright go against you kind of thing. Like, so is Dumbledore, did he make this vow? And then is he having Newt being like, I'm going to give you this information. I'm kind of using a loophole because we know how intelligent Dumbledore is. And we know how he has ways to work around the system.
Always finding a loophole.
All right, I'm just going to say this right now, okay? That if I know this is for your patrons, I get that, mm-hmm. but if this doesn't get out to the main podcast, I'm going to be furious. I'm going to be posting.
It'll probably get out.
You got to this is that you're onto something here.
We've got to fine tune it though. We're almost there.
I know
there.
You do. I know you do, but that's why you should take several more podcasts, I think, with the rest of everybody.
We got to talk it out with the crew.
And really, really honestly think this through, because mm-hmm. right now I'm thinking about three different things that it could be, or times that it could have been. Mm-hmm. It could have been before, like you said.
Oh, I'm mm-hmm. thinking Godric's freaking hollow.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm saying you see two young men who are feeling each other, right? And they're making these promises, and they're willing to go that extra mile to make an unbreakable vow about not going against each other in a certain way. We have the vow,
it's
right?
Happening.
And you're going to die if mm-hmm. you break it. So there's got to be some kind of verbiage to have a loophole.
And realistically, though, if we're basing all of this on the fact that Dumbledore is a gay man that was legitimately in love with him, is he willing to say, I will die for you?
Dumbledore?
Yes. Yeah. For sure.
Grindelwald?
No, but I don't know. Still, because
same feelings about that. That's a whole nother episode. All right, let's go to the puff with the hand raised.
I was raising my hand just so Katie knows. I was raising my hand, and what if though? I love what you guys are saying. I'm just thinking, you know, several different options.
Yep.
What if at that point where there's this struggle with Aberforth? Aberforth.
Mm-hmm. Yep, brother.
His brother and his sister. Remember that at that mm-hmm. point where they're not sure who mm-hmm. wasn't he there? Wasn't Grindelwald there
mm-hmm.
in the whole struggle?
Yeah, it was all of them.
It was all of them, right?
They were all shooting spells.
Right. So what about right after that, something happens, right, to his sister? I mean, and then after that, they make some unbreakable vow at that point. It would be a completely different type of unbreakable vow, but what would it be?
Well, the problem I'm having with that is that Grindelwald took off after he did that because they didn't know if Grindelwald himself didn't know if he actually murdered Ariana, so he took off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was no conversation between them, there.
I don't think so. Probably I think one of those he packed where, his stuff and was out.
It's probably one of those situations where, like, kids, all of a sudden the situation's out of hand and they scatter. You know what I mean? Like, you're terrified of, like, what just happened.
Yeah.
And maybe because we really don't know how how he feels about Dumbledore. We're just assuming, based on his personality, that he just might not... He just might love power more than anything else. Which So maybe he does feel more than we're assuming. So he's going, the guy I love, I just killed his sister. I've got to run.
Wow.
So what I'm thinking of is, yes, he's out, right? Mm-hmm. Think about how much Dumbledore loved his family. Now, Aberforth will say, whatever, he didn't care about us. All he cared about was power and fame and glory, what have you. Okay. But Dumbledore, as we know, deeply cared about Ariana. He just didn't show it outright. Mm-hmm. We find that out in King's Cross again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what I'm thinking is, to go along with our point of maybe an unbreakable vow being made, if you care that much about someone, you're fired up, you're ready to kill, right? He maybe made that vow and knew that he couldn't go after him and he couldn't kill him because mm-hmm. he made a vow to mm-hmm. him that was unbreakable mm-hmm. and he would die too.
Wow.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Guys, I honestly am sitting in a seriously deep and sweaty conversation right now, and this is unreal. You guys are onto something.
Well, my other thoughts were...
Why would he not... Why would he not go straight after him and end this? Or I mean, I get the whole piece is the love piece, and there's
two
a
other pieces
friendship
to talk about that have nothing to do with a vow.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
So one is legitimately maybe he just loves Grindelwald so much, being like, I can't imagine even all the horrible things that like has happened since then. I still feel so much for him that I can't /won't go against him mm-hmm. directly.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you guys have
no?
I just want to hear what you have because I have another point that has nothing to do with that.
Wait, say that one more time. So,
say it again.
So I'm thinking that maybe Dumbledore still loves Grindelwald.
Right.
If he's truly madly like in love with this man, that he doesn't want to, like, he won't go against him because he's like, I still love him. I still have these feelings for him. I don't directly want to go against him and get him and be like a straight up enemy to him.
I can see that. I mean, personally, for this Gryffindor sitting here, I can't fathom doing that myself, but not to say that someone else could not.
But think
if because that's some... honestly, like, that's what we have to think about the time span here.
But also think if it was Marty.
If Marty did that, you know, we're almost a decade in our relationship. Mm-hmm. It's a little different than someone that's just met this summer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but how long have they been? How long was their relationship?
A summer.
Just the past summer.
Yes.
So his sister's not dead yet? When does his sister die?
So Grindelwald moves into Bathilda's at the beginning of the summer.
Mm-hmm. This summer. I'm talking about from right now in the trailer.
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking young.
No, I'm talking about right now in the trailer, him saying, I can't go against him. It can't be me. It has to be you.
Right, but what you're...
What I'm saying is then, saying... Do you get what I'm saying?
He still loves him.
So you're saying that just has built...
Over all that time.
Over all that time.
That he still loves him.
Tiffany's just saying that they only had that a little bit of time. Is that something that
they weren't together for years.
I know, but like the people fall in love real quick. I don't know. I've never been in love.
But
I don't know.
I'm saying they like had no time to cultivate anything. It was like a brief summer that happens, and it's not like, you know, after that happens or you know they have time together. Like they literally are apart. Mm-hmm. So yep. I mean, good gosh, that's some kind of love.
Well, I mean, it could be. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. This is just a theory.
Guys, it could
all
be.
All valid.
Yeah.
Everything at this point is valid.
Yeah.
God, I miss doing this.
Do you want to hear one other point?
All the feels of the original series. Yes, yeah. Give me another point.
So my other thinking is...
This got the baby excited,
and I did. I forget where I saw this on the internet, so this is not my original theory. I saw it somewhere on the Tube of You.
Okay.
But I want to kind of branch it off a little bit. So maybe that he's saying, I can't move against him because the ministry is watching him because it's so close to all of those things that happened. Because he had that past where he was working with Grindelwald. He was trying to do all these things for the greater good. You know, there's the letter in The Life and Lies of Dumbledore where he's writing about it mm-hmm. to Grindelwald. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's like, I'm being watched by the ministry. They're keeping an eye on me. Yes, I'm a Hogwarts teacher, but... I have a past. I did these things. I have changed, but they don't completely trust me yet.
Do you think they got information from Bathilda?
Could be.
She still had all those things.
Yeah.
She still had every letter.
Yeah.
They knew that he grew up there a little bit for a summer. Hot damn.
Wow. Yeah.
So maybe they just didn't
trust him. Digging it. You think? Because they go to Dumbledore as if he's like in trouble. What do you have? What do they say? What do you have to say for yourself or something like this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They say it like, you know,
accusatory.
These things are happening. We know you have a past with Grindelwald. So, like, are you in on it? It's kind
of. Are you in on it or are you going to help us? Are you with us or are you against us?
Right. Well, it's because they talk about Newt, right? And like, you're giving direction to Newt Scamander.
Well, exactly.
But it's almost just like he's saying that maybe they're accusing him of something. It sounds accusatory, right?
It does.
Well, and if you even take Newt into consideration, he's not a golden egg. You know what I mean? Like, he's a kid that got kicked out of Hogwarts. He's expelled from Hogwarts.
Right.
And he's one of the first people ever to go and, like, research all these creatures.
Going crazy in New York recently.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yep. So he himself, unfortunately, has a bad reputation with the Aurors because of all the things that he's done. Not saying he's a bad guy, because I don't think he is. He seems like the nicest guy in the world who cares about animals. But... to the ministry, he's not a good guy. Mm-mm. So they're thinking, you know, first of all, you are with Grindelwald doing these things, and now are you with Newt? Like, would you know what he's doing? Because I wonder if he did the same thing with Newt that he does with Hagrid after being expelled. Maybe he's like, tries to take him under his wing kind of thing.
Here's something. You also
100%.
Have... You have the two different, you know, functioning wizarding like governments, right? You've got the Americas and then you've got like the Congress of whatever they call it.
Makuza's
people. Yeah.
And then the ministry.
The Ministry of Magic. Mm-hmm. And so like what they've heard over there, he does. Newt sounds pretty close to what is that thing called? What's his name turns into?
An Obscurus.
Right. So isn't that what Grindelwald was trying to, you know, harness and use?
I think, as far as credence goes, yes. He was trying to use credence as a weapon.
Right, he was. But, so, I mean, Newt had something like that down in his...
Yes, that is true.
He kept that.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. When you hear all those different pieces from across the pond, you know what I mean? You don't necessarily like
Newt. We know Newt, how the news can be with the Daily Prophet.
Skewed and stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's like, Newt, what did you get into over there, man? I mean, you know.
And they got Grindelwald. Newt and his beasts for all of the wreckage that happened because of Credence.
They did.
Right. Yeah.
So they're hearing all these horrible things about him, which aren't true. Mm-hmm. But again, like you said, the media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fake news.
It's crazy, man.
But your point that they're accusing Dumbledore of working with Newt, you know, is...
There's just something about
this. Why wouldn't
lines.
They be cool with that? Is it, they wanted to know, like, hey, what is your plan? And he's not telling them? Is it just like it is in the originals where, you know, he's doing stuff with, I don't know, not behind Fudge's back, but he's sort of working against...
Oh, I think he's 100% doing stuff behind people's backs.
Mm-hmm. Right. He's just doing his own thing.
Yeah, very calculated.
And they want it to be...
Yeah, Dumbledore doesn't work with the mainstream.
Right.
Dumbledore does.
He doesn't
Dumbledore.
Trust them.
Yeah, okay.
Which, rightfully so.
Yeah.
But have we talked about, we think that he's a legitimate, don't we? So he probably knows what these people are, you know? He's always got like a third eye. Like, he knows what's happening, which we could go back to. He could be death.
He could be
knowing everything. Future, past, present.
We recorded that last night.
Wow.
That's a good Felix file. That was a good one.
Yeah.
It was a really good one.
Yeah.
God, all valid options here.
Yeah. It's deep and sweaty, guys.
Could be something completely different. I don't know. So, I love it. We don't know.
Yep.
I don't even know what we were talking about before this. But what are you excited to see, like, from this trailer in the new movie?
Me? Let's see. Yeah, sorry. Me over here, the Hufflepuff. What am I excited to see? Do you guys
know that he's a Hufflepuff?
I don't know
if you all knew just that he so was know. A Hufflepuff.
He's a Hufflepuff.
Sorry, I'm going to mention as many
it's
times
not
as I can.
Your pride day as...
I don't care. You know, I didn't get to say much on that day.
Puff pride.
So, no, honestly, it's not even all of the... Because I don't think... Is there going to be a third one? Or is this
just five, baby.
No way. Shut your mouth.
Well, not...
No
I don't
way.
Think he's really a Hufflepuff. I don't think he knows who Harry Potter is.
Go get with Sarah or something. Y'all don't know who Harry Potter is.
No, I mean, I honestly...
There's five.
Yeah, okay.
They're spanning 19 years.
Wow.
Oh, and it was together. I love you.
That was really good.
I love you. Want to make a baby?
I think there's already... You talking to me? Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Talk to him! Uncle S! Uncle S!
Guys, my mom did tell me that she thinks I'm not going to have any children. She goes, I think this is going to be my only grandchild.
Whoa. Good Lord.
The magic is really getting hot and heavy in here, guys, just so you know.
What were we talking about?
So we were asking me the Hufflepuff a question. If I can answer and respond.
What are you most excited
We're not even going to call him Ezra. He's just the Hufflepuff.
All right. No, what I'm excited... Two things, if I can.
Yes.
The relationships.
Yes.
I think those are so cool. Like I remember I actually took my dad has seen all of the, you know, Harry Potters. And so he went and saw this one. He loved that. He was like, this is so cool. He doesn't know any of those characters really. He doesn't really follow it that closely, but it was just a good movie that anyone who's not like a, you know, deep and sweaty fan like you guys loves that. They love Jacob, you know, and his interactions and relationships, even with his friendship with Newt.
Do you want me to blow your mind a little bit?
Yes.
You don't know this?
No. Come on.
So, I don't think this is a spoiler because it's literally in the trailer. So, do you remember in the trailer when he's in the sewer, there's a man staring at a wall that has, like, writing on it?
Yes.
Do you know what he's looking at?
No.
All right.
He's looking at a family tree. We find out that Credence Barebones' birth name was Corvus Lestrange. Him and Leda are half siblings.
Lestrange?
Whoa.
And Leda Lestrange
is the one that's marrying, or is the fiance of Newt Scamander's brother Theseus.
Who also dated Newt.
So we're assuming.
And who's a Lestrange as? Who's crazy?
Bellatrix?
Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
Her husband's family.
Wow. Holy smokes, guys. That's really cool.
Blew my mind.
She's zooming in on pictures.
So is he going to have to fix things with his brother? They're going to have to have
No, they're in there. They're fighting together.
They're fighting together. But didn't you just say that she is now with his brother?
Mm. Yeah,
so isn't that some patchwork with his brother? Like, I don't know.
I think
there's going to be a break.
Well, here's my thing. I think that he is going to forgive, not necessarily forgive them, but we all know, and unless you live under a rock, that Newt and Tina are going to be married and have children. Because his grandchild marries Luna. Mm-hmm. So we know that obviously he's over Lita at some point because he marries Tina. Mm-hmm. I think that's really the love of his life, all of that stuff. So at some point he's like, you know what? I realized this woman was not meant for me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get over it. That's mm-hmm. my brother. Mm-hmm. But that's just my opinion.
Also, here's what I'm thinking. Not saying all the strangers have to be bad eggs because not all the blacks were bad eggs, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. So we know the Lestranges. Yes.
Oh, can you see it? So my God. Sarah's showing this to me right now.
So, and you can see up here because they printed it out like, I'm talking about the family tree on the
wall. Why is that down there? That down there?
We don't know.
They're like Ninja Turtles living in the sewer.
You know why? Is this all about the pure bloodline, trying to keep things pure? And that's the whole idea behind Grindelwald, right? Wanting to rule the nomadges and the muggles, right?
For the greater good, as...
Yeah, for the greater good, right. But they're diagramming out these pure blood line, you know, crap. Wow. Wow.
So here's what I'm thinking.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Because Sarah and I believe that Credence might be a lost cause.
I think he's a baddie.
He's a baddie. Lita is dating, what's his name?
Theseus,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they're hot and heavy, whatever.
Yeah, they are.
I'm thinking something's going to happen where she's going to be a little too much of a baddie, and Theseus is going to be like, hey, that's my brother. And I think they're going to be like, boop. But do they split? Do we see a tree for that?
Oh.
We got to look that up.
I don't think so. Because
are they together still?
Because here's the thing. So I was trying to look on Pottermore. They have tons of family trees. You know which family tree they don't have? Lestrange. They have the Black family tree.
Wow.
They have all these other ones.
Well, they've got this Scamander. Do they have a Scamander tree?
Can you see the Scamander one?
I don't know. I'll look on Pottermore.
And
because that would tell you something.
But I don't think that they do. Right away.
But I think she's doing that on purpose. Because well, she
I mean,
literally
kudos
has
to her. Because why would you? You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Got to get speculation going. So I mean, we can either crush that theory right off the bat, or just still wonder.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking something might happen because she's standing by him like Lita is, by Grindelwald.
Here are some of the family trees they have. The Black, Gaunt, Longbottom, Malfoy, Potter, Sayer, Weasley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not there. Non-existent. Ayo.
Can I ask a question?
Sure. Yeah.
So let me think here for a second. Do you think that Lita might get, like if Tina shows up with Newt, get a little jealous?
Yes.
Don't you know, is that another way that something could sort of
bring it up?
So,
I mean,
in the trailer, you see him.
We've gotten real weird with this.
Okay.
It's great.
You see him put back together the postcard from Paris. So I'm thinking maybe Lita finds out he's got himself a little girlfriend or whatever. I don't even know if they're girlfriend, boyfriend yet, but she hears that there's a woman in his life, right? So she writes a postcard from him because we know that she's in Paris. Or okay, we're assuming, okay. I should say, that she's in Paris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a picture of him ripping it up. I don't know if, of course it's not going to show up. But if you pause the trailer while the pieces are coming up off the floor, you see Tina's like necklace on the ground. You see a pair of scissors. And you see like two other things, and I can't really like identify what they are. But I was thinking that maybe Tina was the one that saw it first, and she's the one that cuts it up, being like, why is his ex-girlfriend writing him? Blah, 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 blah,
blah. So she's upset and...
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he's a wizard, so he puts it back together.
Wow. Wow. That's actually really cool. Yeah. So, I mean, those relationships I think are going to be one of the coolest things to kind of mm-hmm. watch unfold. And it's the friendships, it's the romantic relationships. I mean, this has got everything in it.
I'm excited to see the brothers.
There's five of them, you guys. There's five.
We
got a major setup in one.
Yes.
I mean, there's meat and potatoes to it.
Yeah.
We got a major setup. I honestly think we're going to get another major setup. I think we're going to get a really heavy hitter in this one. And I think 3, 4, and 5 are going to be
ridiculous.
Just insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, I'm not going to look for a whole lot as far as crimes go in this. Because I think it's going to be a major setup. I don't think we're going to be seeing a lot of like what good. He's actually doing. Mm-hmm. I think we might see results of what he's done because mm-hmm. I still think he's going to be under the radar, doing stuff on the down low. Mm-hmm. Not really sure where he's at. But honestly, I need to see some action with Grindelwald.
Mm-hmm.
And I also really need to see how Jacob's role comes to be in this. Yes.
Yeah, me too. I want to see that. He's one of my favorites.
I need him in the magical world.
Yeah.
I know he's a muggle, but I need him in the magical
that's
world.
That's who they're
always.
Fighting for, though, right? I mean, that's who they're fighting
his
for.
His rights.
So did you guys see before the trailer came out and they were doing like Wands at the Ready, Dan Fogel, who plays Jacob?
Yeah.
Came on and he's like, I had my wand at the ready.
You know
and
how it was Jacob's just, a baker.
Yes. He had just a pretzel and he goes, I wish I had a wand and like bit into his pretzel. I love
That's
him.
Awesome.
Love him
That's awesome.
For it.
He's a cutie. He's such a cutie.
So yeah, this is called The Crimes of Grindelwald. So mm-hmm. that's in
crime.
Yeah.
Well, there. So I'm just not sure
yeah.
how much we're going to actually see.
And we were right, thinking right. about
we
this.
Still don't have a full trailer, guys. This Correct. Was a teaser. It's the longest teaser I've ever
but you
seen
guys
in my
have,
life.
You guys have pulled a lot out of this, actually.
Oh, though. Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Do you know, this is literally what I did. I put up the trailer.
Yeah.
I actually did this while we were...
And you screenshotted every little...
Well, look what she did. She'll show you.
Oh, Lord.
She's crazy. She's, I'm not a Ravenclaw.
No, you're a legit a Ravenclaw now. I mean, there's no way you're...
Well, there's even the piece where he's standing. This is what I did.
Crazy person. Crazy awesome person.
I went literally like
you just tapped the space
she went,
bar and
she
just
went like second by second.
No, that's awesome. I mean, there's so much
you
little
get
details.
Deep and sweaty guys, it takes time to practice.
We're talking about this scene in particular.
His trial.
But is it a trial or is he around his followers? Because he doesn't look like he's
look at that stance. Look at the body language.
No. I mean, he's been captured, right? So at the end of the last movie,
no,
he escaped. Are you crazy?
He escaped right away. I thought they had him in custody at the end of the movie. So that this would be like at the beginning, maybe like a trial.
Let me just say, with all
respect to Macuza, y'all can't hold Grindelwald.
No,
but maybe
this
hold
would be
on.
An awesome scene.
Wait. What if so he was captured?
What if that isn't Macuza?
What if the scene at the towards the end of the trailer with him in the like carriage is him? Like him, that's right before he like gets out.
Or are they shipping him to Newman Guard?
Because he has shorter hair in this scene. So maybe that's like him after he gets escapes
cleaned up.
After. Do you get what I'm saying?
I'm down with you, baby. Yes.
Wait.
He gets captured by Macuza, uh-huh. right? So now he's in the little carriage. He's got his scraggly hair. He kind of reminds us of Sirius post Azkaban, right? So he's kind of looking scraggly. He's got horrible clothes on.
What is the last scene in Fantastic Beasts? What does he look like there? Because is he clean cut?
It's kind of clean cut, yeah.
I don't think it's as clean cut as the back of the head I'm looking at now where he's standing where some people are like, oh, that's him on trial. I think this is in front of his followers. He's got a better haircut. He looks like his clothes are better, at least from the back, and he has a very powerful stance like, I'm not on trial. I'm talking to all of these people. These are my followers.
He's clean cut in a suit when he's captured.
But what I'm thinking, though, is he's captured for a while, not like right a second he gets...
Your thinking time has passed.
Correct.
Girl. Fozzie's so
correct.
So you think in this shot right here, where he's standing in this power stance, and you've got
does that look like he's on trial to you?
Look at his stance.
That's a good point. I don't see like a. I mean, the room looks similar to what we see in.
But do those look like? Because look at how many people are there.
I said that looked like the Wizard Agamemnon at first, and it's definitely not.
Yeah, I mean it could be. Who is he standing next to though?
Lita.
Either Lita or the.
Does he have a wand in hand?
Yeah. Doesn't it look like
or
he does?
Is that a wand in his hand?
Or what's her face?
The Maledictus.
Maledictus.
Okay.
All right, but let me
but
show
I
you
I still
something.
Think that he is going to break out. I mean, they're going to show him an epic breakout, but you're saying that is probably just him in front
of
his followers.
After breakout.
Do you
talking
still,
to our followers.
Do you think we'll see him on trial, though? Do you think we'll see him on trial? So... What's it? Oh, that's funny.
Oh my God.
What the heck?
But I don't know. We could. Maybe they could be maybe you see him in the carriage going to, I don't know, maybe you could be seeing him going to his trial.
He could be going to Nuremberg. He could be going to a trial. He could be escaping. There's a plethora of things.
Correct.
Guys, I know, I don't know how this would be possible, but I just think of like things that would be cool to see in a movie.
Yeah.
You know, you like you were saying, maybe you hear about these crimes, right? And maybe the mystery is that he is locked away, but these crimes are still happening or something. And it's like, how in the world?
Polyjuice potion.
They're checking in on him, and he's there. There he is.
Polyjuice potion.
But Grindelwald is spotted around all these different places, and he is still locked up.
But maybe he, because we know he's a very powerful wizard.
Oh, I mean, right? God, yeah. It's still him doing it.
Maybe he had the Elder One.
Is he in Nuremberg yet? Maybe not.
Wait, does he have the Elder One right now? He does, doesn't he? He does have it.
So what? But what if he?
What if we see him get it?
Wait. What if
he's gonna cry?
What if
we see him obtain it?
Listen. What if he's
yes.
Could be.
He doesn't have it yet, but he gets it here.
What if we see him get it?
Oh my God, that's great.
But what if?
Because they're pulling on Deathly Hallows so much.
Yeah.
Well, did you notice in the Grindelwald, the Crimes of Grindelwald, the actual?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm thinking. What if, because say he has the Elder Wand, and say he's in an American prison.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if he's able to get out of it significantly easier than American wizards? A, because he's a brilliant wizard.
Oh, he's brilliant.
Regardless if he's good or bad, brilliant.
Right. Yeah.
And he's got the Elder Wand.
Right.
So what if, like Ezra said, he's going around doing all these crimes, but every time they go to check on him, he's in his jail cell because he's that good. Like, he's in and out.
Yeah, or I mean, it could be that. It could be, like Tiffany said, it could be Polyjuice. It could be lots of different things.
You used to think about these leaders and their followers that would do.
Well, I was going
to
say he has other people that could help him. He's orchestrating a whole network of people and doesn't have to step. He could actually just be kicking back, feet up, no problem, and Dumbledore's like, oh boy, it's running an underground operation here. And that's where we start. Because if there's five movies.
See the family and, underground. You know,
well, think about it this way, too. Like you're saying, having all those followers and having Polyjuice potion, and you're thinking, oh, well, he'd need a supply. The person would need a supply. Maybe one of the guards is in on it, handing the person, making sure they're constantly.
Is he
there, though? Is that where he's being held captive?
I don't know if he's created it yet.
It's just so many things.
Wow, guys.
So many things.
This is so great. This is so great. And the fact that you told me there's five, and like now I can see the buildup in my head, though. I can see.
It's a major build.
How, where I said in the beginning, what I wanted to see was this epic battle. Mm-hmm. And now I can see the buildup to a climactic, you know, four or five battle.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard this, but I've speculated, along with a number of other people, that perhaps. You know, I mean, obviously after Dumbledore defeats him in their duel, not saying that the films have to end there, but maybe we get a shot of Voldemort walking up Godric's Hollow to take out Harry.
Yeah, but see the film.
I'm not saying it has to lead up to that. I'm saying it could have a time lapse.
Oh, well, when did they die though?
Well, no, 80s. I mean, it doesn't have to be right up against it, but I'm just saying, like, what if they ended that? With the beginning of
the next
of what we see in the Potter,
but they could
films,
do. There's, there's still time in between. Like you're talking like a flash forward or something.
Yes,
yeah,
I'm talking about a flash forward.
When does Voldemort
to kind of
born...
leave you with? Oh, hey, now this is all complete.
But there's still room in between to kind of tell stories in our own imagination.
Voldemort is growing up now because the first Fantastic Beasts movie takes place in 1926, and that's the year he was born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're gonna. I mean, and
so hold on
his
a second.
Horcrux
stop,
when he's 16.
But here's the thing, though. So it starts in 26. He was born at the very end of 26. He was born December 31st, 1926, according to Potter.
He's got a role model.
And then 19 years. So the first movie happens in 1926. 19 years later, because it says, I don't know, I read it somewhere that J.K. Rowling said that it's going to span 19 years, and that's 1945 is when the last movie which is the year that the whole battle happened.
Right. And I would just like to see a flash forward.
So
I just want to see it.
So now hold on. What are the odds then? If it's going to span that amount of time, how old was Tom when he was taken to Hogwarts? Would we not then see Tom?
When you go to Hogwarts, you're typically 11 to 12 years old, your first year.
Okay, 11 to 12. But so you said how long is the span from now? He was born in this last movie, is what you said?
In 1926, he was born.
So he's born in the first Fantastic Beasts. So wouldn't
Tom
we maybe...
Tom Riddle should be at Hogwarts right now.
That's what I'm saying. Could we not see
him? Well, I don't know, though. When is the second movie taking place?
But my point is, if the battle, if you just said the battle is going to happen, so the battle is going to be in Fantastic Beasts 5, in 3 or 4, why wouldn't you see Voldemort or Tom Riddle being picked up by Dumbledore?
So here's the thing.
I just had that moment in Jurassic Park where Dr. Grant takes off his sunglasses when he sees the Brachiosaurus for the first time. What if we see, and it doesn't have to be a big deal,
I bet,
but
you,
when we're
you
at
will.
Hogwarts and we see Dumbledore and he says something like, hello, Tom.
And he's just walking by with one of the students.
Well,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
I believe that he would be at school, so.
Get look this timeline up because I just want to make
so
sure.
So he was born in 26, but at the end. So he, 11 years after that, is 1937. But I don't think he'd be 11 yet. Like, he would be, but that following year. So it'd be 1938 that he would start Hogwarts, like that following September. Mm-hmm. So that would be his, I almost said his freshman year. That would be his first year at Hogwarts is 1938.
Is anybody else talking about this? Is anybody else talking about?
I have no idea.
I know we're only
I've
on
not,
Fantastic
I've,
Beasts
I've
2.
Not, I've not heard that.
But I'm just thinking, what a great, I mean, if she is in her
it's
mind
all twisted.
Mapping this out, you know, did you say 19 years?
Oh, I wish
years,
I had that book with
you know
me.
What book? I have it upstairs.
You talk.
The history?
Yep.
Yeah, I just bought it.
Sweet. But does that make, do you see what I'm saying though? Like, I'm,
yeah, no, honestly, I haven't heard anybody talking about this. I mean, yeah. I've talked about how I want to see Professor Binns when Professor Binns was alive.
Ooh.
I know, right?
Wow.
Wouldn't that be kind of cool?
That'd be really cool.
I want to see, and we haven't talked about Nicholas Flamel in all of this.
He's still alive. He's kicking it.
Yeah.
Friends with Dumble.
So, right. That's true. Yeah.
And he's got to get the stone at some point.
We right. talked about this. J.K. Rowling's mind.
Yeah.
On one of our normal
it's
episodes.
A little more sweatier than I
and
thought this
I
episode was going to be.
Showed this. So I have this book, Harry Potter, History of Magic.
Yeah.
And I showed this to them. But that's her writing about, like, the timeline and everything.
Yeah.
Like, that's how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why all of this is insane, because she's legit nuts.
And you guys wow. can't see this, but it's
unless you have the book, tell yes. them the page number.
If you have the book,
so this is
Harry
the
Harry Potter: A History of Magic. Ow, from the British Library.
Her glasses attacked her. If you didn't know what that was,
page 240, and she like shows you pictures of her writing about mm-hmm. the books.
It's like screenshots of her.
This
notes
is like planning the Order of the Phoenix.
Screenshots.
So, it's so
pages. Jesus,
it's so detailed. She has dates, she has the plot, she has prophecy, she has mm-hmm. DA, people's names, like, so detailed.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we don't, like we said before, we have no idea what's going on in her mind. Like, so everything is, like, a ball. It opens at the close. Everything comes back to everything. Like, everything's related. It's just crazy.
And the new logo.
Yeah.
That's half a circle, right?
Yeah.
Half of them are Potter wands from the original.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them are Fantastic Beasts. We've got a whole other half circle we can dive into.
Yeah. Gosh. Wow.
What are we
so
getting
insane.
Into? Are we getting into Marauders? Are we getting into Founders?
Holy smokes.
Four of each, my friend.
Here's my question.
Wow, guys.
Everything means something to her.
Yeah.
Nothing is not done without significance for something else.
What time, what so year awesome. Is Crimes of Grindelwald happening, this movie happening? That's something I want to know.
Well, can I get into a little bit of this? This
yeah,
is an article
yeah.
I haven't read yet.
Okay.
And it might help us in a few of our questions here.
Okay.
So this article is found on Pottermore. It is Grindelwald, the story so far. So I'm assuming we're going to get, as the movies come out, we're going to get a lot more on here for reference. So it says, long before Lord Voldemort terrorized the wizarding world, there was Grindelwald, a dark wizard bent on wizarding domination, all for the sake of the greater good. This is his story.
All about Hiles. I've got twisted upside down.
I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how he became a prince of...
Well, I don't know if I call him the prince, but
I
how became
say,
a really dark wizard.
I was going to say,
the
a prince
of
with
the
half
Elder
blood.
Wand.
You're all welcome. So Grindelwald was born around 1883, but his place of birth is a mystery. As a young wizard, he attended Durmstrang, a European wizard school with a reputation for dark magic.
Dun, 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 dun.
The school expelled Grindelwald for twisted experiments and near fatal attacks on fellow students. He was only 16.
Do we think, and Katie, this is her thing that she said, pointed out, because you see Grindelwald has two different colored eyes.
True.
Was he doing crazy experiments, aka making horcruxes?
Sure, he was making a horcrux. How do you make a horcrux?
Wow.
You don't pay her.
Wow.
That's how you make but a horcrux.
Anyways, the Deathly Hallows is the second part of this. Even as a student, Grindelwald was obsessed with power, in particular the Deathly Hallows, the three most powerful objects in the wizarding world. The symbol of the Hallows is a triangular mark that depicts the Elder Wand, Resurrection Stone, and the Cloak of Invisibility, later owned by Harry Potter. It is said that to possess all three, would make one the Master of Death. Grindelwald carved this symbol into the wall at Durmstrang, and it became something of a calling card. So he adopted that symbol. It wasn't originally his, and people need to realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He adopted it and made it something to fear.
What, the Death like of Hallows?
Someone's name we know.
Voldemort.
Voldemort's just straight up copycat,
y'all. Or if
you
say it correctly, aka how J.K. Rowling says it's Voldemort.
Voldemort.
But that's all right.
We're Americans.
I was just gonna say the same thing.
We say things wrong.
We speak like crap.
We call it aluminum.
Three is Godric's Hollow. Undeterred by his Durmstrang expulsion, this is when he moved. So the young Grindelwald headed to Godric's Hollow in England, where he stayed in the home of his great aunt, History of Magic author Bathilda Bagshot. The village was once the home of Ignotus Peverell, one of the three brothers who first owned the Deathly Hallows. It was also home to the Dumbledore family and the Potters. Albus Dumbledore graduated from Hogwarts that summer, full of ambition but raw from many family tragedies. The death of his mother left Albus as head of the family, but he felt trapped, weak, preyed upon. I added that last two myself.
Okay.
Dumbledore and Grindelwald. Your mom is ridiculous. Dumbledore saw in Grindelwald an equal, and the two became inseparable, sharing an obsession with the Deathly Hallows. When Grindelwald told Albus about his plans for wizarding dominance over Muggles, the plan he claimed was, quote, for the greater good, Albus began to get a little too fascinated by Grindelwald's way of thinking. The friendship quickly caused tension within Albus's family. With both parents gone, Albus was responsible for his troubled sister, Ariana, and his brother, Aberforth. Albus's intense friendship with Grindelwald and fascination with the Deathly Hallows drove Aberforth to act. Side note, are you calling it a friendship three times on purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Are we not recognizing a romantic relationship?
But is there one? Has she officially ever said that they had a romantic relationship? Are we just assuming things?
How are you gonna throw out he's gay, tell me he's close with this guy, and then not tell me he has a relationship?
I have feelings about the way that she did it.
I mean, we can't,
but that's
do that
a whole
right
other
now.
Yeah, we can't, that's a
right
whole
now
other conversation.
All right. A dramatic three-way duel between Aberforth, Grindelwald, and Albus ended in a tragedy when Ariana was killed in the crossfire. Albus and Dumbledore's friendship was over. Grindelwald fled.
Mm-hmm.
And Aberforth broke Albus's nose at their sister's graveside. Moving on to the Elder Wand. So this is about what we were talking about earlier. On his travels across Europe, Grindelwald gathered followers and tracked down the Elder Wand. Grindelwald stole it from wand maker Grigorovich and continued to follow his dreams of seizing power, quote, for the greater good. Interestingly, he avoided Britain, perhaps out of fear of Dumbledore, or perhaps out of fear of an unbreakable vow.
Could be. But, like we've said, including Voldemort, he's very, like, and we were discussing this with book two, that he is afraid of Dumbledore. Voldemort
straight
is.
Straight up.
That is what helps Harry. Like, Harry being like, as long as anybody believes in Dumbledore, like, you aren't going to win.
Guys, I'm sorry. I know that he fled right away. I get it. But now that you just read that he would avoid it, and the way you said that, wouldn't that, you got two Dumbledores there, pissed, maybe have him,
oh,
at
I got really
point
confused. I'm like, two Dumbledores, and then I had to think
his brother
is also a Dumbledore.
Yeah, you've got two of them there, and maybe have him at one point, they were fighting or whatever, and they have him there, and it's almost just like, leave and never come back. Never come to the, you know, I don't know, like
Scar talking to Simba.
Maybe, like you're saying, maybe he's Dumbledore, Albus Dumbledore is like in, I don't know if he's in love with him and being like, I'm still not going to kill you, but get the F out.
He could have also told his brother, he also could have told Aberforth, like, if you go after this guy, he's going to kill you. Mm-hmm. Like, he's that strong of a wizard, no matter how you feel right now.
But does mm-hmm. Aberforth care?
Aberforth?
Yeah.
Yes.
To die is what I'm saying. Like, I see that, like, you know what I mean? All we know now from him, did he ever get married and have kids? I don't think so.
No, he's a miserable guy.
So you spend your entire life being mad at your brother.
Side note, do you think he heard the prophecy? He owned the Hogshead.
Oh, sure he did.
Did he own it at that time? I wonder if he heard the prophecy.
I'm sure he did. That's a good call. Good side note.
Thoughts. Anyways, let's finish up this article. Grindelwald and Credence. Years later, Grindelwald stole the identity of a Makuza Auror, Percival Graves, under the disguise. How do you steal an identity of someone? Is that just Polyjuice Potion then?
Could be.
Is that what they mean by that? Why wouldn't they say that?
Repeat what you just said.
Repeat. Years later, Grindelwald stole the identity of Makuza Auror, Percival Graves. He changes back into himself.
He does. But we don't really get
Why
to
don't
see
they just
that.
Say Polyjuice Potion?
But does he use Polyjuice Potion?
I don't think
or is
he does.
He so
I don't think he
powerful.
Well, what else do you do?
An illusion.
Maybe he makes up his own spell or something.
Chameleon
or
ghouls.
We don't. You know what I mean?
Remember like, in Hermione, he was talking about chameleon Hermione? Ghouls.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Could be. Could be.
I'm not saying he's a ghoul, but maybe.
Because I mean,
he could be one of those people. Nobody could fly unaided until Voldemort did it. Maybe this guy can do this kind of magic. Mm-hmm. Maybe he can push the box.
I'm getting real hot, so I have to take.
Come on,
Sarah is so sweaty
Guys,
right
is,
now.
I love this.
She's not naked, by the way. She has a tank top on. Like, let's, you know. And Bud just.
I
came
really
out a little
would
bit.
Love to know when. The next movie comes
out. Interesting how they phrase this. Under this guise, he met another impressionable young man. So they are calling Dumbledore an impressionable young man.
Wait a second. Wait. No.
They're talking about Credence.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But by saying another.
Oh, I understand.
He makes it two.
Dumbledore
was impressionable. He pushed upon him his plan for the greater good.
Yeah.
Unless they're talking about Graves being impressionable, but I get what you're saying. Yeah, no.
No, Graves wasn't a young man, though.
Young man.
He was a middle-aged man.
Well, and if you think about it, though, Dumbledore he's younger. Grindelwald is younger than Dumbledore because Dumbledore's 81. He's 83.
Was 83.
Whatever.
Wow.
Whoops.
They're all alive in my heart.
For three on accident, though.
That's magic.
Credence Barebone meets Credence. Upon discovering Credence was an obscural, which is a repressed wizard bursting with an uncontrollable, dangerous, magical energy, Grindelwald tried to use him to expose the North American wizarding community and create a weapon against Dumbledore. So, I mean, they're spelling that out. That he was going to use Credence as a weapon against Dumbledore. So he's going after Dumbledore. I guess I didn't realize that. Is that bad?
Well, that he's going after Dumbledore?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Dumbledore's the only opposition he has, right? That he's been he's been going
and that
elsewhere.
That just makes me feel like he really didn't actually care for him. I think it was a one-sided thing.
Yeah, I think so too.
Let's get into our Credence stuff in a second.
I agree.
When we talked about that yesterday. Hold on, let me just finish this up real quick. With the help of magizoologist Newt Scamander, Grindelwald was caught by Makuza, still intent on overthrowing the Statute of Secrecy, rules that encourage wizards to hide from the non-magical community. Grindelwald didn't let being arrested stop his twisted quest. Quest. Greater good. Hollow United.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going back.
Or he might just be trying to get the sword out of the stone.
He could.
He wants to be King Arthur.
Is it in the lake?
Who knows?
With the Lady of the Lake.
What?
We're joking. Sorry.
Did you know? You gotta get on the weirdo page.
I was like, where are Hufflepuff we going?
In the house. Can't
sorry.
Follow our
sorry.
Insaneness.
Not smart enough to.
No, but we were talking about Credence, and in the movie, there's sexual tension between what we thought was Graves, but was really Grindelwald, was thick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you could feel it, but I think that all of that was Grindelwald preying upon an impressionable young man to get whatever he needed to get. Just like when he got whatever he needed to get out of Dumbledore.
But here's my thinking. Do we actually think that Grindelwald is any gay at all?
I don't know. No, I don't think he has any romantic thing, any sexual thing, but I think he uses those things and pretends.
Well, and I think that he could do that even towards a female as well, not just a male.
But
we see it with Dumbledore, we see it with Credence.
Maybe he is then. Because we only see him doing that with males, or the only people that he needs to get stuff from are males. Is it just working out that way?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe he likes
but
everybody.
I do, like, I for sure, watching the movie the first time was like,
I felt it.
I was uncomfortable because it's crazy. Because
he was
portrayed
a kid.
As an underage kid.
Right.
So that, to me, was like uncomfortable. This grown man is like hitting on this kid. So to me, that's uncomfortable.
Yes.
But I wasn't the only one thinking like, oh, there's some serious like.
It's the scene in the alleyway.
Yes, is exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Craziness. I don't know. What does everybody else think? What are your thoughts? He's a conniving man. Is he? He's not. He didn't go to Hogwarts, but he's probably in Slytherin. Only saying because they're cunning manipulatively.
Where
get
did
their
he go?
Way.
Do we know where he?
Durmstrang. Durmstrang.
Okay.
And he got expelled when he was 16. We discussed this about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, you did. My bad. Sorry.
You'll be all right.
Sorry.
You'll be all right.
Hufflepuff brain over here. Sorry.
Wait. You're a Hufflepuff?
Shh. Don't tell anybody. Whoa. Don't tell anybody.
Whoa.
Guys, this got really deep and really sweaty, and I really, really thoroughly enjoyed it. Like, I mean this is
so much more to talk about.
Everyone should know there is. You should literally pull this out. How long
was this trailer? Not even 2 minutes.
I know. Yeah. That's the best. It's a good trailer. I like it.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah. And I'm super excited for the new movie. Mm-hmm. One thing I'm excited about, and I've said this, I think, every single time that we have talked about these movies that I'm excited to see, hopefully, the more I talk about it, I don't think it's going to happen, but I want to see if there's an effect in the wizarding world with the whole world war happening. I would love to see if that affects it in, like, the wizarding world war affects the muggle world with, like, Voldemort coming back and all that stuff.
It does indeed.
Wow.
That's what I want to see. Mm-hmm. Like, do wizards go and fight with the muggles? Who knows?
I would really hope so.
Just Avada all their asses.
Jeez. Oh, wow.
I love it. Gosh.
Yeah,
I want to see all of it. I want to see so much. And I feel like someone was talking about, like, they don't want it to, like, get too detailed into, like, coming up into, like, what's the word? I'm like connecting into, like, all the stuff that we already know. And I'm like, that's exactly what I want. Like, I want to see how all of these backstories connect. And I get that it's called Fantastic Beasts. I think we're going to meet new beasts in every single movie.
I don't think they're going to be our main focus anymore.
But she said herself that Newt Scamander is. So I think he's a huge part.
I mean, we're going to see beasts.
All of that.
But I feel like this is Grindelwald's tale now.
I'm so excited for it. I want to know.
Like, I want to see
all of this information.
I want to see
J.K. Rowling even said Newt is the main character. As much as David Yates said he wasn't, J.K. Rowling was like, no, he is. Like, don't listen to him. It's her story. You know what I mean? So maybe we have no idea that he's a huge part in Grindelwald going down with Dumbledore.
Could be.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot happening. There's a lot happening.
Maybe
the
Niffler
right
saves
now.
The day.
I like the Niffler.
The Niffler. What is the Niffler like?
The Niffler's going to save the
sets
day.
Sets off a World War II bomb.
Jeez.
In the end.
And that's how they all go
Shakes
down.
Out. The Niffler actually took out Hitler. Hitler didn't take out Hitler. The Niffler
did. No, it was the Niffler.
Yeah.
Craziness.
God, that would be great.
Yeah.
Do you think that when you get avatted, could I, like, bring you back by CPR, or do you think you're just dead?
No, you're dead.
It's a good try, though.
You're dead.
Like, does your soul leave your body?
Yeah. things. Unless the Dementor has it in their mouth.
Dementor.
Sarah takes it too far. It's cool, though.
All right,
love it.
That.
That's a good sign.
What
else do we want to talk about? Are we done?
Do we think we've discussed?
Have we juiced this lemon?
We might need to end it on that last thing.
Yeah, just I would, because that
this
shows
is a
how,
long ep.
That took a lot of energy. I'm just like watching you guys talk, and I was like exhausted because my mind's like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, tell us your thoughts on Facebook and all the things.
Yeah. Yeah, tell us exactly what
you
think.
You know who we are. Not Swish and Flick. Flick and Swish.
We're backwards, because we're weird. Yeah, so go on there, Twitter, Facebook, whatever means you want to talk about what we talked about.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it. If
hit me up. Yellow Mohair is. What's your name? Yellow Mo Yanif. Yanif.
What is happening right now? What's happening?
Names backwards. Do as
Yellow Mohair as
try
is
my name
backwards.
Try my name. Oh, actually, my name is my last name is the same.
Crick.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's not. The same. It's right. Just kidding.
Crick.
Araze.
We got Harris, Raze, and Yan.
We're still not sure.
Yan.
Yeah, Yan.
Yan.
We could just do
Yan Fit.
Yan Fit.
Yan Fit.
Yan Fit.
Yan Fit. Wow.
What's his name again? What's your name?
I don't even know.
I can't remember. We gotta write it down.
Araze. Wasn't it? Araze. Araza.
Araza.
Well, like schwa in there.
Schwa.
Sorry.
Oh, God. All right. Yep. Well, find us on any of those social medias if you can under those names. All right,
guys.
Hope
you guys enjoyed us talking about. We got, I mean, way deeper and sweatier than I was expecting us to do.
That's what she
said. Hot, I took my shirt off.
So hot, she lost her shirt. All right, kids, that's all that we have for this Felix file. If you're exhausted, know that we are too, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
Don't let the mudbloods get you down. Isn't that what you normally say?
Glad I'm still recording.
Me too. I'm
Hufflepuff said mudblood.
Oh, God, don't put that up. Katie will kill me. Oh, no.
What's the matter, Billy?
Dumbledore.
Body with a body.
Someone called him Yumbledore.
Fantastic Beasts 2.
The Crimes of Grindelwald.
What?
Oh, do we want to do like... I'm Tiffany.
I'm Katie.